ഹലോ ഹലോ ഹലോ
ഹലോ ഹലോ ഹായ്
experiences of people where people would gather around the radio at home and when they first heard the signal and the jubilation or the mystery of a new sound coming into their space.
It's no accident that there has not been popular participation of ordinary people in the production of media. You know, there's an intentional blockage of the airwaves. Airwaves are public spaces. They are free for people who are occupying this earth to pick them up, to express themselves, to share, to cry, to love.
Sungithanda wena unaluthando moshi isikhathi sami
anginendaba nomunga hamba
sengitholile
sungithanda
wena unaluthando moshi isikhathi sami.
Bambeda abaningi beba nenkinga le bethi hhayi bethi akuwona amaXhosa nje cha samaZulu impela nje thina bakalembeda.
The oracle system is such that it goes from where you come from, talks of your forebearers, and it comes down to you, and then it starts building your own history from your life. And by when you grow old and you have children, the children inherit that origin and their own history added onto it. That's how it goes. So it's an archive. You consult this archive as a ritual every morning, every time there is you have course. And if you are dealing with somebody who is being very difficult, you go and look for people who know they are Ricky.
When you dance, you are in the same room in their body. Yes.
In their being. Yeah. And that will cause them to rethink.
Back in the days, people were not allowed to make their own choices. Even
change
if
your
the family
mindset.
Was chosen for you.
Change
for instance,
your heart.
My father is black, but he has sisters who are colored. And whenever I ask him, he doesn't know how to explain it, doesn't want to talk about it. So, looking at the way people are living, I'd say somebody chose a family for him. He might have had colored parents and a black parents, and he was not allowed to be with them.
We're the fourth generation in South Africa, as a bare minimum, the third generation.
The colored children of the English
people are aware.
Whatever they used to do at the time, they used to restrict them.
There were only three ships that came.
Because even if they were performing their rights, if they see an adult, they would stop until.
There's over 1.1 million Indians in South Africa. So there could be 1.1 million that came with three ships, you know.
My granny and mother's mother. Her father was Mr. Charlie Meekes, an Englishman all the way from England. And her mother was Mum Tetwa, all the way from that little place called Guadalupe.
It's a possibility for people to get involved in different ways, you know, producing media themselves, you know. We even have possibilities for research, we have possibilities for, you know, getting young people together so they know each other. You've got so many, oh, it's just excluded, but we can't do too much because it's not consistent with models of corporate whatever
tribes,
and state formation of who is the community.
Most of them are here. It's like
if you have the everyone can produce them wherever. Then you are also end up in the then anyone can do anything, and there's no way that you can regulate how
but anyone can do anything. It's possible online. It's all possible.
To a global society, right? We think we want to the voices to explode all over, right?
But he never gave me change because I was talking English. He said, I can't give you a change. You are working here because this is our country, it's not your country. I can't give you a change. Oh, what happened? When I start now to complain, he give me two slap, I run away.
What we want to say is that we can talk, and we are allowed to talk, and we'll talk as loudly as we can.
If I start a shop, I can sell shoes more cheaply than you sell shoes. I hate you, but I'm not hating you for it's about capitalism, it's about profit, it's about exploitation.
Yes, we can hear you. I'm
going to
turn your volume up a little bit.
Sammy, I'm so breathing now. Can't leave, can't breathe in now.
Mais para saber que tu es toujours la
vie. You know, that amount of freedom really on air, because usually one of the problems with broadcasting
is there are so many rules.
So the people
from the so-called other countries, when they come to this country, they must have this image that South Africa is the city of Devon. So this is why people like us, we are detailed to deal with certain complaints.
So made the complaint.
We never made a complaint. We just received the
instructions. I'm sitting next to John Foster, and all of a sudden I hear a sound of judgment.
Let's just bear in mind, the elections are around the corner. So he should have a political party is convincing.
Well, how does that explain treating the people so badly?
Okay. So, because yesterday we're supposed to come here and demolish this place. But because yesterday we decided not to do so because of our sympathy. Because we're also
humans.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. It's freedom. No money, no education in South Africa. It's freedom. I have no proper home. It's freedom. I can't receive quality service delivery. It's freedom.
We think we want the voices to explode all over, right?
It's freedom or free and dumb. Free to the dumb ones. The dumb ones are working to produce while the wise ones are busy enjoying our production.
Music from Underground Resistance here in Detroit.
This is Soundscape Williams on 91.5 FM. Hopefully you're hearing some fresh types of sounds.
It's
wonderful, wonderful recordings from South Africa that we are encountering thanks to the Durban Sings project. Congratulations to everyone involved with that project. We are listening here in Windsor and Detroit.
If you can start using our TVs and cell phones and internet as means of political education, we'll have young people who will always be fighting for complete freedom.
What you wanna do? Let's move now. When and now, and I'm sequel, and all the scalu batans is a comical and doted in Yushogona, which is a scalilis about grillas and a secret Sassam Zanzi, Kusaga, Saga Sega, Sea Song, Song Moba.
Airwaves are public speech, they are free for people.
Hello, listeners, artists, audio activists. The Durban Sings Project asks for your attention. Can you write an audio letter to the singing Durbanites on www.durbansings.wordpress.com? Can you pick up on their songs, stories, proverbs and histories? Take them to yours. Add from your songs, stories, proverbs and histories and post your retelling remix back to them? If you can and do it, your correspondence, up to 3 minutes, can be included in the Durban Sings compilation of oral history recordings and remixes. Please upload your audio letter entitled Durban Sings on www.archive.org, 192 kilobytes per second, and post the URL link to Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, Azania via the comment boxes at www.durbansings.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.